Those heading for a day at the Centennial Beach in Sawa Senator will be able to see in advance what the parking situation looks like. Metro Vancouver is starting a pilot project to give real-time parking information to people planning to travel to Boundary Bay Regional Park and Iona Beach Regional Park. The new technology will be installed this spring to provide real-time information about parking lot capacity. The system design and installation of infrastructure has been completed. A report to the Regional Parks Committee notes the new tool will help people make better decisions about when to access the park, what mode of transportation to use, and whether to consider visiting other parks if the parking lot is full. At completion of the pilot project, regional parks will look at other parks that could benefit from this technology in the future. Learnings from this project will be used to inform changes to how Metro Vancouver addresses parking capacity issues across the system, the report notes. A video camera with analytical capabilities will be installed to detect the number of vehicles entering and exiting the park, the report explains, adding that as the camera counts vehicles, the system will calculate current parking lot capacity, which will be displayed in the online platform in real time. The report also notes the system will use artificial intelligence and predictive analytical tools to provide real-time parking suggestions to the public, but the camera will not use any form of facial recognition or collect any personal information, such as license plate numbers. The Real-Time Parking Availability Program is a collaborative effort that underscores Metro Vancouver's commitment to innovation and sustainability, by bringing an advanced parking management solution for Boundary Bay and Iona Beach Regional Parks. The initiative aligns with sustainability goals by encouraging alternative transportation methods during busy times, reducing the need for additional parking spaces. Staff will provide updates and commence a public communication strategy prior to the system go-live date, the report adds. Meanwhile, the annual Boundary Bay Permit Parking Program will return May 1 to September 8 on weekends and statutory holidays. Visitors will have a 3-hour limit on parking along 4th Avenue, 3rd Avenue, 1A Avenue by the boat launch, and 66th Street south of 1A Avenue. City bylaw staff will once again be actively enforcing the restrictions. Boundary Bay residents are provided permits to allow them to park on the streets and boulevards without time limitations.